and everybody used to hide. So Kiyosi, when the chief in charge, when he came into the city, and he asked, like the father of Zerah, you didn't collect enough money this year, where's the money for the taxes? Omelah, he would be able to answer back and say, listen, Miman Miboy, from who shall I take the money from? As nobody's here, very few people live in the city, that's why I did not collect so much money. Verse says, Kinicha Nafshe, when Avud of Zerah died, right before he died, Omelah, he said like this to his son, Mestoma, Shkoylo Tlaisa Meya, take these 13 coins, to Tzareli Bisadine, that are wrapped up in this bag, to Hadrulay, return it, Lepamye, to a certain person. Why? To Shakatinu Minei, because I took it from him, for the taxes, I collected from him taxes, but really the truth was, I did not have to use the taxes. So you see how honest his father was, that mama, she gave back this extra money. Now the Mishnah says, Amar Rav Shimon, B'tchilu hayu korin oisai. At the beginning they used to call them oisvei shriyas. In other words, the Mishnah says, one of the psulim is doing business with perish shriyas, not only doing business, but if you were the ones that collected the perish shriyas. That's what he says. That B'tchilu hayu korin oisai oisvei shriyas. People that would just go and collect in the perish of shriyas, they also would be posel liyedus. Just the Mishnah says, Mishurabu ha-nosim, when it came to the tax collectors, then Chazur le-Kroysen, Sechreshvius. Then they came to say, no, the only people that are psulim liyedis is only people that really do business with the Perishvius. But not only if you just collect, bring in the Perishvius. So now explains, what does he mean to say? So now says, my comma, what does he mean to say? So now says like this, that Amr of you, the Hokus comma, at the beginning they used to say that people that would just collect, take off the fruits off the trees and bring them home, they're still kosher. Why? Because you're allowed to take payers home and eat them. You just can't do business with them. But people that do business with payers, they're over the Yisr, and therefore they're posuliatus. But Mishirabu man tziya moyas laniyim. A lot of people, what they used to do is they used to pay the poor people aniyim, and tell them the Avli Aniyim, and the Aniyim would go down to the fields, the Asvilu, and they would gather together a lot of Peris, Humaisi, and bring them back to the Balabatim. So Rashi says, Bishvil HaMois, Fehevilu, Seichri Shriyas, that's also called the doing business with Peris Shriyas. The Aniyim were doing business. For Achmona, the Torah says, the Ochla, the Lusreira, if you only eat it and not do business. So therefore, Chazru Leima, they said, Echad Zeh Psulim, whether you're just collecting the payers, bringing them home, or whether you're doing business with them, in both cases you are Psulim Liyedis. Malumar says, Koshaba B'nei Rechba, the B'nei Rechba had a question on this. Hi Mishirabu Ha'anasim, what does the Mishnah say when there became a lot of tax collectors? Mishirabu Ha'atagrim Mibolei, it's nothing to do with the tax collectors. Joshua said when there came a lot of people doing a business with the Perish Shriyas, then they said it's also. So we have evidence like this. At the beginning they used to say whether you're a Tagre Seichre Shriyas or whether you're just collecting in the Perish of Shriyas, you're also Psulim. In both cases it looked like you're gathering the Perish in to use them to sell them. So therefore you're a person. But Mishirabu Ha'anasim, when it came the time when you had to pay a lot of tax, what does that mean? Anunya, that the tax collector, Rashi says, Mas, Shegreva Melech Menatua, Kach V'Kachur Menasad L'Shono, you have to pay this amount every single year. And even on Shriyas also, you have to pay this amount of taxes. In this case, it's mutanat to collect your payers. And really, Kiddemach was Rabbi Zera, like Rabbi Yana, like Rabbi Yana made an announcement. Puku v'zor v'shriyas. He was even matter them to go and plow and plant on shriyas. Rashi speaks out, it means shriyas b'zman azel, it's only midrabanan. So therefore, since it's only midrabanan, so therefore, like Mishum, Kurach Nefesh Kamato, to have the money to pay the king, they were matter you to go and plant even on shriyas. Mishum anunya. So that's the way it was. So once this happened, Chazul Olam, then they came back to say, Oisveik Sherem, people that just collect in the payers of Shriyas, they're not doing any Yisra, that it's mutter to do in order to pay the taxes. Only when you become Psulim, only Seichrim Psulim. When you take the payers and do business with them, the Seichrim, the business you do, that's what's awesome. Rabbi Chia bar Zarnuki, Rabbi Shimon bar Yitzadik, Rabbi Kaazli le'Avri Shana. Asia, they were going down to Asia, Asia. They were going down to make see if they have to make an extra year to the month or not, and an extra month to the year or not. That's what they were doing. So what happened was that Paul Gabor Rosh Lakish, they met up with Rosh Lakish. If for Badai, he also said, "I'll go with you." Omar Ezel Echsei Hechi Avdi Uvda. Let me go see and see. Let me see what happens. What happened was, Chazi Aluga, when they were walking, and Mashaf the Gemara was on the year of Shvius, so Chazi, they saw Aluga Avram in, the Kokorov, he was, Chorosh Rashi says, he was plowing his fields on Shvius. Omar Hansa, they said to him, Koyin, this person's a Koyin, for Chorosh, and he's over the east of Chorisha. So Rashi says, Koyin Chorosh, Zek Koyin Lu, Shechorosh Beshvius. Like we see later, the Mila Kamon, Nechshidu Kahanam ala Shvius, that the Kahanam, they were Chorosh on Shvius. So he said, look, the person's doing an Avera. Omule, they said back to him, no, Yochu Leime, he has a right to say, listen, Agistin Ani, B'Seichai, that you should know, Rashi says, I'm only hired to work on this field for a guy. Rashi says, here, the Karka Shalokhri, you belong to a guy, so if I have a right to work, so you can't tell me I'm doing an Avera. So he went on, Suchazi, later they saw another Maisa. Who gave they saw a person, Tevi Kosach B'Karmei, He was Zayma Rashi says, he was pruning his vines. That's also to do on Shvius. That's a way of making it grow better. Omulens, he said to them, Kain again, this person must be a Kain. The Zayma is over the Yisr of being Zayma or pruning his vines on Shvius. Omulens, he said back to him, no. Yochulem, the person could say, La'ako be'sabara nitzorach. That I'm pruning is not for the purpose of making the vines grow better, but I need the small wood I need for my Beis Abad. Rashi says, "Utsrich leBeis Abad likshur asat apurach hazeisim gesheitzim oisim b'chera." Like I have to use these small woods for my wine press, so I'm not doing it now for the purpose of making the vines grow better. I'm using it for the purpose of the wood, and then it's mutter. Omul hence he said back to him, "Listen, halev yodeya." The heart knows, Rashi says, like, Libu Yadayim Liakon Eskavon Alakakusai. Mor says, Im Laakel Im Laklusai. That we'll see, like his heart could tell us, what did he mean to do? Did he mean to do it the Heter, or did he mean to do the Yisr that he's really pruning the fields? So Mor says, Hayom Liberation. Which case happened first here? And then if you want to tell me, how come I said the first case happened? Om Liberation, huh? If the first case happened first, if so, then Leimu Agistin Ani B'Seicha. He should have said the same answer. That maybe what he was hired by the Goyim, if that was the case. If he said that first, he should have answered the first answer in the second case also. El Ho Amaleberation. First he said the second case. V'od Omalehach, then he said the first case. So therefore, he didn't come on to this answer yet, that he could be by the Goyim. So first he answers by the vines, maybe he's doing it for himself. Maybe he's doing it for the Beis Abad, for the oil press. But then later when he saw him doing Harisha, then he can't say that. Then he had to come on to, then maybe he was working for the Goyim. The other one says, Maishim Makoyin, how come he's called him a Koyin? Mishum the Chashidi Yashvius. Because you know, that's the clown. Usually a Koyin with Chashid on Shvius. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on next tape. The Gemara. You were holding up Aleph in the middle of the Gemara. Now the mice was they saw people being over the Yisr Shvius working on Shvius, so they called them a Kayin. So Mora says, Maishin a Kayin, how come he called them a Kayin? Like he thought to say, if a person is working on the fields on Shemitah, most probably he's a Kayin. Why? Mishum the Chashidi Ashvius, because that's the Mitzvah, that Kahanim are Choshid on Shvius. And what's the riot? It's now we learn like this. So truma shenoflo lemeya soyin shal shvius. You have one saw of teres of truma that fell into 100 soyin, 100 bushels of teres shal shvius. So locha is tala. Lemaisid bottle brave. That's the locha truma is bottle chad b'meya. If one apple of truma falls into 100 apples, it's bottle brave. You'll not eat them all. So even though it's teres shvius, Peres Shvius will not eat. She'll even the Yisrael could eat these peres. What about Pochus Mikan? Let's say the apple, the saw of Truma, fell into less than 100 of chulun of shvius, then alachem is yikavu. You have to just let it rot away. You can't use them. So the question is why? The vinam bo, we ask the question on this. Amay yikavu, why do you have to let the payrus rot away? Like what happened here? One saw one bushel of apples of truma fell into 50 bushels of apples of shmita. The maisa perish shmita, you're allowed to eat. So the question is, why do you have to let it rot away? You can't use it. Yimachrenu l'kayin. Whoever owns it now, whoever has it, he should be able to take these 60 bushels now and sell it to a kayin. And b'dimei truma. And true, you can only charge how much truma is worth. Because the maisa, what happened here? It's one bushel of truma that got mixed in here. But a kayin is allowed to eat truma. True, the Yisrael can't eat it. But a regular kayin could eat it. So let the Yisrael sell it to a kayin. Chutz mitzvei yisusah, true. One bushel of truma, that you can't charge him. Because the real payrus of truma, the mitzvah is to give it to the kohen for free, you can't charge him. It's only the other 50 bushels that you have here, which is really chul and yours, just you can't eat it because truma is mixed up. So, you can't eat it, but at least you can sell it to a kohen. That's the question. Why does it say you have to let it right away? Why can you sell it to a kohen? The Yom Rav Chiyah Mishmei Dula. From here we hear Zaysameras, here we learn out that Nechshadu Kahanama Shvius, that we do not let you sell these pairs of Shvius to a Kain, because Kahanam are Choshed. Omru'yeh, so Rashi says why, Nechshadu Kahanam, Lihashoysoy Shvius Achaz Manabir, that Kahanam will let it stay a long time, they won't eat up the pairs right away, they'll leave it over after the Zman Beer, to Mara Bohatera, they'll be Mara Heta for themselves. Mishum the Ishtari Truma the Kodesh Kadoshim Gabayu. Since they are allowed to eat Truma and Kodesh Kadoshim Kahanim, so they'll think who Adin? Shriyas Nami will not eat, even later on. And that's a mistake. So therefore we do not give over Paris Shriyas to a Kain. So they're called Nechshadu Ashriyas. They'll be Marvah Heta to say, just like they're allowed to eat Truma and Kodesh Kadoshim, they don't have to be Noi Shriyas. Even though it's Kedusha, they could eat it anyway. That's to prove Kahanim a little Marvah Heta too much on Inya Shriyas. Omru Truduhu Din. Rashi Truduhu Din, Kantarhu Zeh, Umatriach Bedvarim. Because here the mice was that they met up, the mice was Reb Chiya Bar Zanuki, Reb Shimon Ben Yitzchak, they went and they met up with Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish is the one that asked them all these questions. They said, now to Reish Lakish, you're bothering us too much, you're asking us too many questions. So Kimotel Hosam, when they got to the place, where they wanted to Cheshbin, if you need an extra month to the year or not, what happened was those two went up, Rabbi Chiya Bar Zanuki and Rabbi Shimon Ben Yosadik went up to the attic, Leigra, but Shafu Ladagam Etusayu, when they went up there, they took away the ladder that Reish Lakish couldn't come up. The kids said they didn't let Reish Lakish come into the room. Izosla came with Rabbi Yechanan. So Reish Lakish came back to his Rabbi Yechanan and he told him, Omalai bin Yodam Achshudim al Ashriyas, Ksherim Leavah Shona. Like, how come we're letting these two Tamil Chomim go and think if we need an extra month to the year, they're Choshed al Ashriyas? So Rashi says, Shinasus Negurim Rishoyim, because they came to answer the Rishoyim that Reish Lakish held those people were doing Averis on Shemitah. And they came to answer as if they're their friends. So that they're also Choshed on the Yis Ashriyas. Hodr Omar, then Rabbi Yochanan said, Lekashali mid is non shver, to who are Shloisha Roye Boker, Rashi Boker Perakrain Godol. That's also as good. Yeah. For Rabbanon, you know, it's not worse than the Rabbanon asked three shepherds, should there be an extra month or not, and they relied upon them. So you see, you could rely upon even people that are not so, don't know the halacha. For Rabbanon, Achshavinu, Samach, and still the Rabbanon. Yeah. And the Rabbanon still was Samach on them and used their authority for the Ibra Shana. You see, you could rely on Stam people. Omar, he said, Le Domer. Shlaka said back, no, there's no proof from over the Le Domi. Hosam Hoder Imnu Rabbonin, V'yavru Lo Shasa. That over there, the Pshat was, the Rabbonin, they themselves thought over, should we really make an extra month of the year like we had before? But they didn't really rely upon the Shlesha Mayaboka. But Hocha, Kesher Rishoyimu. Here, these two, they're Mamash a Kesher of Rishoyim. We'll soon see what that means. Kesher Shal Rishoyim. The Kesher Rishoyim ain't him in a minion. You can't include them. The Chur, they don't have the right to make the extra months of the year. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Do akoi." No, that it's not nice that you're calling these two big Talmid Chachamim Rishoyim. It's not nice what you're saying.
that they're not Rishoyim. And Kiyos Lekarmuz Rabbi Yechanan, when they came, when these two, when Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon came in front of Rabbi Yechanan, Kiyos Lekarmuz Rabbi Yechanan Amru Lei, Kori Lon, Raye Bokar, Vloyama Lei Mar, Vloy Midi, that did you let your Talmud Rish Lakish call us, stam like shepherds, and you didn't say anything back? Amru, he said back to him, Vikor Lechu Raye Tsoin, Mayamina Lei, like what can I do? Like what could have I said back? But really Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan held like they weren't to show him. Now the Gemara says, "My Kesher Rishoyim." What does it mean, Kesher Rishoyim? What did Rish Lakish mean to say that those two were called the Kesher of Rishoyim? What does that mean? So the Gemara says, "Shavnoi Hevei." Shavnoi Hevei. Rashi Muna Al Beisay Shachiskiyo Melech Yuda. Shavnoi, he was the head in charge of the house of the king of Chizkiyo. Hevei Dorish Betleisa Ravsa. He Darshin 13 Ravsa Big Rabbonim. Some learn. And Chizki have a Dorish Bechatzor, he dashed in front of 11, Ravso. Kiyosi Sancher, when Sancherev came, the Tsar of Yerushalayim, and he captured Yerushalayim, Kosev Shavno wrote a letter like this, Pisco, Shodi Begiri, threw it in an arrow, Shavnoi Visiata Shlimo, that you know, Shavno, we're ready to make peace with you. Chizkiyo Visiata Loyashlimo, but Chizkiyo, he's not ready to make peace. Shemin Apostle says, Kine Rishoyim Yidvichun Keshes, Kanunu Chitzom, Al Yeser, have become Mistapi Chizkiyo. So Kitzur, they wanted, Shavna wanted to make peace, and Chizkiyo did not want to. So Chizkiyo got afraid. Oh, Maduma Chas V'Shalom, Natiya Daita, the Kutcher Bruchu, Basa Ruba. Like maybe Hashem would go Basa Roy, like Shavnoi was the Rove then. And Kivun the Ruba, Mimsere, Inonami Mimsere. Since most of them want to make peace, give over to them, maybe that's the way Hashem wants it also. So Bo Novi, the Novi came, V'yom, and he said, V'yom Aloy, Loy Tornrun, don't say this. These people are Rishoyim. The Kesher Rishoyim ain't a minamini, we don't count them. Holach lachsav loy kever, the kiver beis David. So he wanted to do is he wanted to build a kever and a kiver beis David. Bo novid, the novi came, the yomlo said to him, Malachopoi, what are you doing here? Milachopoi. Ki chasat mechopoi kever. Hin yashem at lalecho, totela gever. Totela gever. Hashem is going to make you yet move around. But this is not going to be the place where you're going to die. You're still going to have to move around. So this is not the place where to make your kever. Amar Rav, Rav says, Tatula de Gavri Koshim Aditasa. Here we see it's harder for men to move around more than ladies. That's why it says here, Tatula Gever. Like you're going to have to move around the moving of a man. And since a man has to make the panosa, it's harder for him to move around. He can't find the panosa in moving around. The Itcha Ito, what does that mean? So, Amur Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Melaneid, Shepocha Boy Tsaras. That Oynish came upon him, Tsaras came upon him, leprosy. Ksifocha says here, V'itcho Eito, V'ksifosa V'yalshofam Yater. On his lip you should cover it up. So it means covering up here means he covered himself up because he had Tsaras. Then the Pesach says, Tsanoif, Yisnefa, Sinfom, Kadur Aloris, Rechovas Yudayim. That Tana, what does it mean? Who Bikesh, Kilo, and Beis Adonecho, he wanted a curse. His base is his messed. He wanted a curse, like give and make a bet for Chizkiyo. The figure, therefore, Nepa Kvoid Lekolim, Shavnoi's own covered, went down the drain. Ki Avinofik, when he went out, Iyu, Osa Gavriel Achte Ladosha Biape, when he went out, Gavriel came and like banged on the doorpost. Mashraisu, and Omru, they said like this,